6:04, and I'm calling this meeting to order. It's the Pollitt Public Library Board of Trustees regular meeting, Tuesday, July 1st, 6. First item is to review our operating norms. Sorry? Oh, I have it too. Did you want to review?
Okay, operating norms. Focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community, refer to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent.
Thank you. Next is the addition or deletion of agenda items. We do not have the number 13 or 14. Would like to delete those. And that proposed executive session with the attorney is sort of a placeholder just in case we have an update, and so it is warned on our agenda in advance. So I just want everybody to know that so that it doesn't get people really excited. It will be on our agendas for the time being to allow us the possibility of executive session with counsel.
Should we move number 11 as Joni is absent tonight?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yep.
Is she coming in?
No, she told me she would not be here.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything to add or? No? Okay. So I'd take a motion to approve the agenda as with those changes, removing 11, 13, and 14.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Sue. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. So now just a brief discussion of the open meeting law changes that happened in early in June. And I don't know if everybody had a chance to look those over. We were sent them from the Vermont League of Cities and Towns as well as the Library Association. The main ones, I think, that apply to us are the posting of meeting recordings when the minutes are posted, but I think that goes with
PEG TV. That is not a change.
That's not a change?
I've been doing it since starting last July.
Okay.
And
I
always record it and post it.
Okay, great. Then that was,
I saw that too, and I wondered why it was there.
Okay.
But
maybe it was suggested and now it's required,
maybe.
But you did it anyway. Okay. The one also is that we have tried in an effort to be transparent is require meeting agendas to include sufficient details on the specific business to be discussed and details on proposed executive session if included. We're pretty good at that, but just wanted to highlight that is now a requirement. Now, Grace, add a requirement to vote to exit executive session, not just enter it. So that is something I will need some help with.
Yeah.
And then the allowances for executive session being security. This says cybersecurity, but it is actually security, which makes sense to me. So I believe in the future, if we have security issues, we think it's jeopardizing public safety, would be going to address that in executive session. Does anybody else have any thoughts or questions? Okay, great. And we are moving on to public comment. Do we have any public comment? Hi.
I don't know if this is exactly public comment, but okay. Vermont Reads for this year is The Light Pirate.
Okay.
And it's a very interesting book. It seems to be a new genre coming out, science fiction, climate change.
Okay.
It's about a family that goes through severe climate change in Florida. The author is Lily Brooks Dalton. She's from Brattleboro, Vermont, though she's not living in Vermont anymore. On, I have spoken with Adele, and on August 6th at 6 o'clock, we are holding a book discussion on this, and I'm inviting all the board to come, and anybody else that you know, trying to get young adults up through the, you know, through adults, not just the seniors who have been getting together with book discussions. Adele agreed that if we held it at 6 o'clock at night, we'd be able to get people perhaps who were working, or asking people bring an hors d'oeuvre. We'll get some lemonade and iced tea, and see if we can entice some people that way too. So please join us on August 6th.
That sounds great. Good. What day? Do you know what day of the week that is?
Wednesday.
Okay, great.
Since the library is open later on Wednesdays.
It's, I don't think it is anymore.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
They changed,
well, it's not
changed the hours, but.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's fine. Somebody will open it up.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Thank you. That sounds good. Anybody else? Okay. We are moving on to Secretary's report.
And how many minutes?
Okay, just approving the minutes for both of those meetings.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for both meetings. So the one on June 3rd and the one from June 9th.
I'll second it.
Okay. Do we have any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks. Moving on to treasurer's report.
That's me.
Yes, it is.
All right. So. I just want to apologize ahead of time that I will get better and get information out sooner than what today. But it's definitely challenging. Well, I mean, I didn't leave it to the last minute, but ordinarily it's hard because I don't have Excel on my computer at home, so I have to come here. And I think Corey told me that Excel is now on the laptop.
Did you get the Microsoft? This office suite?
I did not.
Oh,
Celeste found a different way for me to be able to do those other minutes.
Oh, okay.
So I did not get it.
Okay.
But feel free.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think that it makes sense to be able to do that. But in the meantime, with Corey's help, we pushed through and got it. And Julie's help, we got done. So, I don't know if anybody has any questions about this month's warrant. Did anyone get a chance to look at it?
I didn't see it.
Okay, so I tried to email it. Did it not come to you?
I found it. I got this.
No. Oh, yeah. No, I did them both. Well, did this one come from my personal email or the Paul Library?
Oh, you know what? I didn't get.
So it didn't work.
I got two. Budgets, but
I'm going to send it out.
I do now.
Oh, okay.
It's here now.
Oh, okay.
What time did you get
it?
4:30.
Oh, okay. That's when I sent it.
Must be, I checked it at 4 o'clock.
That's when I sent it.
Okay.
That's when
okay.
I sent it.
So you did send it and I did get it.
Okay. Yeah, so that's it. So if you want, maybe just pass this around now and if anyone has anything.
Yeah.
It's a very condensed warrant because there weren't any credit card bills because we paid double last month and blah 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 blah. So it's not that complicated.
It's complicated.
It's not that complicated. I mean, this isn't that. Sometimes it is.
I'm fine.
Sometimes it is.
So Grace needs to see this.
Did you have a question about it?
No, I just looked at it.
Are we not signing it?
We have to.
You're gonna vote first?
Yeah.
That
just
makes
want
sense.
Everyone to see it and make sure the other guys see it.
I had looked at it briefly.
Yeah, I'll make a motion we approve the warrants for this. Is it four months?
What was that?
Was it number 14 or 12?
12.
Did we advance the 12 in advance of that?
Well, that's really a question.
Because
it might be 13.
Okay.
So maybe just say for the month.
For the month of July.
Current warrant that we just looked at.
Yeah. Okay. I think it
looks good.
2025.
Okay.
July
2025. I'll second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And any opposed? Hear me?
One of the bills that we paid is for the window washing,
yep.
And Gene was excited to tell me that he came in under budget for the first section, and was very pleased. And I know that Adele said
he did a fabulous job.
He did. The crew came in and they just
awesome.
Went to work, and they were out of here like an hour.
Wow,
I'm so happy.
They were fast.
I can't
wait
for these to be done.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Oh,
in
the children's room.
But what's going to happen?
Looks so good.
But what's the next one?
I didn't ask them, so it's like window washer's choice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So we get a majority, but there's no signature for that's fine.
That doesn't matter. We only need we only need three.
Okay, so the other thing that you guys got late was the updated budget. We are at the end of the fiscal year. And again, Julie and Corey, we pushed through and got everything updated.
Minus the stuff that's on this warrant. So.
Minus the stuff that's on the warrant, because that's July 1st, right?
Because she hadn't gotten it.
Up to June.
She hadn't gotten it, yeah. So I don't honestly know how that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know.
We did discuss that because it runs in between both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Budgets, so
yeah.
This was the right job. So this is minus this budget,
okay.
Or this one rather. So it's hard to have a really good conversation without having enough time to look it over. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
No, I mean, it looks fine. You're not spending a lot. You're not spending more money.
Well, and we had deficit, and now we're in.
Came in under.
The black, right?
Yeah.
So that's good news.
It's a good kind of switch.
It was a good switch.
And that wasn't including some donations that we've received recently.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. I'm excited. That made me happy.
Yeah, 29,678.
It was like 6,000 going to be a deficit, so it's been a good turn.
I think though, you know, as time goes on, it might be if we ever have a slower month to maybe pick out some things that we could discuss. You know, what we're charging, what we're getting for revenue in some areas, and. Stuff like that. We can just revisit some of the things and what we're spending and how we're spending it. I think that would be a good exercise to do.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I think especially finding what helps Karen to keep our mission going. Okay.
All right. That's it from the treasurer.
Well, I have one on here. I put it under treasurer, but it's basically financial. The next thing is expense reimbursement, and I talked to Grace, and this had come up with Adele.
Right.
So I was wondering as far as like general operating expenses for the library, is there an issue with getting somebody putting it on their card and getting reimbursed with that was the fundraising expense that for the Express copy, and you wanted to put it on your card and get reimbursed, but we couldn't.
But the credit card, the check didn't arrive to.
Right, but you were going to put
yeah.
it on your personal card and get reimbursed, but you needed.
Oh, I didn't do that. No.
Right, but you asked for board approval.
Well, I suggested.
Right, I know,
and
but
that's fine.
What I mean is that if it's an already approved expense, it seems to me logical that somebody, board or staff, would be able to front the money and get reimbursed without it being a big deal, especially if it's something that's kind of keeping things moving forward.
It's the same premise as like when we talked about, and I didn't know better when I paid the, and I would have done it, but the bills from Lucy from the framing. So that's something that we should have discussed, and then she could go and get that and you get reimbursed. Like when Linda got the stuff in the hardware store and I had those bills, like we had already discussed that as a board. So she had carte blanche to go and charge that because we had approved it. I think it's the same type of a thing. We just want discussion and approval in the meeting and then the reimbursement.
But there are things that are going to come up.
Right,
so
yeah.
You know that you don't necessarily have the luxury to wait a month.
Or like the internet, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I think it would be a good idea for whoever, like in the library, if they wanted to use their credit card or somebody wanted to, that they would talk to Lauren, being the treasurer.
And she
and
could
just
approve
say, and
that.
Just say it's okay.
Well,
don't you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Just one other.
I mean, what do you. So, like, I'm thinking about things the way. Like, what, can you give me an
so,
example?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I was just brought to my attention recently that we need to update the banners and they need to get taken to a person in Manchester. And since I didn't know about that before, so I was like, okay, I don't know what the timetable is, but if it's going to take him 2 weeks to do it, then I'm going to need to like take these to Manchester tomorrow.
Right.
And I'm going to put that on my card, which I'm like, I can do, but I also don't want to do that and then show up here and have people like upset.
Right.
Because I didn't do the correct process. Sometimes you just, like,
mm-hmm.
That's going to happen. I'm not, you know,
yeah.
I didn't want to wait until this meeting to ask about
right.
it.
Right.
Or, like I said,
but in all
the
fairness,
internet.
I mean, I understand that situation, and I don't know exactly what the remedy is, because I feel like in the past we've complained about board members
mm-hmm.
doing that, so I just want to make it, not me, it, you know, but we did,
mm-hmm.
during my tenure, we had problems with that, with people spending their own money before they approved, and then they're like, you need to, like, that's always been a talking point of mine, which is to discuss it and then spend it. So I don't really, how much are the banners going to cost?
It's just going to be like 50 something, and it turns out I haven't done it yet.
So we can talk about it tonight.
Well, but that's, I mean, that very well could have happened, and I wasn't going to wait for this meeting if it meant we didn't have
right.
banners.
What about if we had like a preset amount of
we've talked
money
about 100
yeah.
for
right.
the fundraiser for the book sale, or
haven't we've talked about like
minimums or maximums?
Yeah,
right. Or right. The thing for me was the when like if there's an issue with the library credit card
right.
and something gets billed to the credit card and like our internet went out, that seems like that's a cost of business that we have taken on as the board, as the library to have that internet available for the public, and that would be reimbursed. Just, I wouldn't imagine that there would be an issue with that, but.
So what about the banner? So
the banner, right. So then I was thinking about, and the what came up with Adele was the expenses for the fundraiser, and so those were, I believe, already approved by the board. So then to me, does the board have to write a check, or is it okay to be paid on by a credit card by somebody? I don't, and that was, yeah, that was, I don't know. It's a discussion. That's what I'm after,
just
trying to understand
it.
Sorry, what?
Just plan it on the post office.
The post office?
No.
I would feel better if it wasn't like an emergency, you know, you're standing there in the store, not you, but probably staff more than the board would touch base with a board member and say, I need to do this and it's been approved and I'm going to put it on my card, and then you'd say, okay.
But can the board member speak for the board at that point? That's the issue. So you think the treasurer could?
Well, yeah, if it's already been approved, that would be
right.
something that was already approved. The banners is different, but you know, but you're in charge of the book sale, so I mean, you know what the book sale needs and stuff, and you're on the board.
And the book sale has its own set of expenses,
yes.
so
yeah.
already that we know
yes.
have to happen every year.
Yeah.
So
I'm not worried about that.
I
the banners made every year, or are these just new ones?
They just need the dates changed.
Every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Unless it comes back.
So it's an annual expense.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever seen that one last year, but maybe if it comes around to the same dates, like, they get rid of
it. It would have already been changed,
years.
Though.
Yeah,
so.
For 7 years. So no.
I mean, we're thrifty.
It's New England, we're thrifty, right? It's just a question. And you had a, Linda,
yeah,
do you have a...
I think I may have mentioned this before, and I don't know if you discussed it. This whole thing of people who do not live in Portland and who are not Portland taxpayers, they should pay a fee to become a member of the Portland Library.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's not...
Sometimes I'm quite strongly about it. I think they should.
Okay, well, that would maybe be under the public comment. That is a decision that has been discussed quite a bit, I believe. But that's not really in what we right now about this. But
do municipal libraries do that?
I don't know about municipal libraries. I know that private libraries do, and I feel like
Manchester's library,
they're
private.
They're private.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they charge.
Right, and they also have a much bigger draw, and they have. But I.
But a lot of people who are not. Residents also
belong to the library. But that's part of being a municipality. I mean, I think that's, isn't that what?
It's a community, a broader than just the town, broader than just.
But
the
if there's only taxpayers from Portland paying for it, the others should be paying.
Right.
Even if it's a small fee, like $20 or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's something that the board has discussed over time, but I've heard
it's in the policies. We can talk about
it is
all
okay
yeah.
So we can bring that up to talk about in the future. I can all highlight that one. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So about this one, and I think it would be either staff or board members that we're talking about being reimbursed.
Okay, and I didn't realize that they get banners annually.
Well, just the letter, just
the numbers.
The numbers.
It's a smaller part of it, I think.
It's not the whole
thing. Right.
Okay.
They just get modified.
It's like a little patch looking thing, I think, if I remember.
It's just the dates.
Yeah.
And then one of them has a year, 100 years.
Right, I remember seeing that one. Yeah. So, I guess I want to be transparent, but I also want us to move efficiently.
Right.
So,
well,
can
I
we,
feel like I think like Sue said that Grace being the board, the trustee member who's overseeing the book sale and it's part of those expenses, that makes sense to me. That she would be able to do that.
How about for the copy for Express Copy, the bill that we couldn't pay on the credit card, the library board credit card.
We would want to know about, the board would want to know about
right,
that,
but
something
what,
like that. So
how do you feel about the bill?
Well, the process, right. So if going, would one person be of the board be able to say yes or no to that, or yes, basically, and then without the board, without meeting with the board.
You could designate one person.
Well, especially because it's a pre-approved expense.
Yeah, if it's
right.
A pre-approved expense,
yeah.
That doesn't
so,
seem like it should
I mean,
be an
I
issue.
I know Adele emailed the whole board, but, right? You emailed us when you weren't able to pay that. I mean, we all were notified.
Yeah.
You could notify me as a treasurer, and Julie was notified, but we figured out what happened,
mm-hmm.
And if you had to do that to expedite it.
We'd want to know that she was using your own credit card.
I think
right.
you'd want that.
You'd want to know
affirmation
yeah.
from somebody?
No, of course,
definitely.
She did ask for that.
Definitely.
I was just not, I didn't feel that I could
just
say
just kept
it.
waiting.
I didn't feel
actually,
that I could speak for the board without being approved. That's
I
all.
See.
Right.
I think if it's an expense that's already been approved, then I don't see why not.
Okay.
I think that she should
contact
at least
right.
to
yeah.
me so that we can make sure that we understand why it, you know, all
right.
That it wasn't going to be
you know, to make sure that it wasn't already in, something wasn't in action to be remedied and fixed.
Yes, that
so
makes sense.
It's important that the communication occurs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she did.
Okay.
So then to direct then to Lauren and.
Okay,
and
I'd like to nominate Lauren to be the point person for staff to call if there's a problem with a bill or a credit card, and Lauren would be able to okay staff or someone else using their own credit card to pay it, or whatever, I'm going to say whatever needed to be done to remedy it.
Mm-hmm. All right, do it. Second,
I have a question.
Well, is it a nomination? It's another motion.
Oh, I thought she
is a nomination.
Should you motion or?
I said nomination. I'll say motion.
Okay.
But
I'll second.
Okay.
Now we can discuss.
Yes. Yes,
and
Joanne.
I can report back to the board.
Doesn't the library have a credit card?
It does. There was an issue with the card. That was the problem.
There were
some several expenses that had. So then, the timing.
So I'm just like wondering, why would she use a personal card?
Right. Normally it would be.
Normally we would have a library credit.
We have
exactly.
One. It wasn't working. It was, you know, it had met its capacity and had not been paid.
Yeah.
Pay your bill. Let's go.
No, I just said it was paid, they never got it.
Oh.
Are they still?
The bank never got their payment. And then they paid it, and then the bank got the payment.
So
it's
a little bit of it was both a delay and then just a spike of expenses.
So I said, why not
post office? Just. All right. All in favor of Lauren?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So there is our answer. Nina and Adele and any board member should come to you as well.
And then it'll be consolidated and that I can report back to the board.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Okay, awesome. Okay, next we have library report. Adele, Nina.
Okay, well, the first one you wanted to go.
Oh,
you can go. Oh, the so June was kind of a quiet month, which was great. It was fine, you know, because there's so much outside activity going on. So we didn't actually do two other programs other than what we had already scheduled. But we still had a great turnout. So we had a circulation of books that went out. There was 428 books that went out for the month of June. And we had 348 patrons walk through those doors, which is great. And we had the Desk Cafe again, and that was this past Friday. And we had 10 people show up for that, and it was a whole other group of 10 people from the previous one before that. So it seems to be very successful. And one person had come in and asked me about the Death Cafe, and that they had heard that it was really good and interesting at the Paulette Library. Also, another story I need to tell you is a person came in to get a new card, and she's new in the area, and she had asked around what's the best library to join, and she was told go join the friendliest library, and that's Paulette. So that was really nice. And then of course tech support was here on Saturday, and Celeste had 3 people. She also helped Anne-Marie with the robotics, because we got a donation of an iPad, so we had to download what she needed for coding and everything with her robotics. And just so you know, Celeste won't be back until October. So she's done for the 3 months, and then she comes back in October.
Oh, okay.
And so for our July programs that are coming up is the robotics. We did cut our cost, what we kind of thought it would cost last month. We gave you an estimated on how much we were paying for Anne-Marie. And we actually cut it more than half of what she needed to get the program started and stuff, which was really good. So that helped a lot to invest,
I mean, she also has some stuff she could donate to the program, and then Nina's donating her marble run and everything, which is nice.
So what is that cost again? Because
I'd have to look on the credit, receipts on the credit card.
Okay.
But I know you were there when
right.
you really cut the cost in half.
And that was, so that's not, those that half isn't going to come back this month, or is it?
No, just whatever it was, that we don't need the kits. So if we've got enough kits for this 6-week program.
Okay.
And we'll run the program again in October
yeah.
so that we can possibly get homeschoolers involved, because none of them really, there was only like 2 that signed up. We do have 11 students signed up for it, and I called them all today and reminded them that it starts tomorrow. Everybody's very excited. So then after October, then we're going to move up, and Marie wants to move up the steps of robotics, because this is all just intro, simple, easy stuff. And then as it gets, as you move up with robotics, you start building robots and coding them and making them move and stuff with iPads. And it's really, I'm still learning about it. We're just like,
cool.
But she's been doing this for years and years, and she knows what she's doing. So it's amazing, this woman.
Yeah,
it's just like, wow. So, and we're just one step at a time, one program at a time. If we get a new director by then I can just hand the whole mess, well, I shouldn't call it a mess, all of it to her, and she can move on, or the person can move on with it. Work with Anne-Marie, so. And we have a fraud alert with AARP coming up in July the 19th. There's been a lot of scamming going on. You hear it about it on the news all the time, so I thought we'd bring back another and do another fraud watch alert. And just, he's really good. He's been doing it for years. It's a free program, so why not? And then in August, just bumping it, going into August, we have Making Medicine with Plants with Jana Mason. We'll have another Death Cafe. And, as Joanne said, the reading discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And I am getting books through the interlibrary loan for that, if anybody wants to borrow a book.
Great.
So they should be coming. I ordered them last week. So, and then the Paul Tarnley donated boxes of books of Gladys Tabor books, first editions, and he had requested we put each one of each in the library. So I've been working on that. It's back here. So she has her own shelf. They're amazing books, and I hope people would read them. It's just, her career is just unbelievable. So, yes, so that was really, really a great opportunity to jump onto, because there's not a lot of libraries that carry them, and they only carry a select few. So we have most of them, which is nice.
Yeah, it's really
okay,
nice.
Your turn.
Wait, I have a question, though. Sorry.
Sure.
The first one is about the program proposals. Like you'd mentioned, the robotics program,
mm-hmm.
The what we saw had not included labor in that cost, so that was partly why
that
had to go down.
Up to Emory, I was actually going to do it for free, and we encouraged her to pay her for her time.
Right, but on the invoice that we had, I believe, as we were going through it, the labor was not part of the expenses.
It was listed how much she would make an hour, but it didn't say.
It wasn't in the total.
No.
So I was wondering if we could get proposals that are in a spreadsheet form for programs and such like
sure.
that, anything that involves a budget, so that we can see the totals and
sure.
the
yeah.
numbers.
Okay. All right.
And then also I was wondering, have we made any announcement about these books being available? Do you put that out to interlibrary loan?
Haven't done it yet. So
we have to make fancy labels.
Yeah, I saw them. It looks nice.
I made labels to put in there to, you know, that they were donated by Paul's family, and so we were just, I got a few more books left to finish up.
And there, are they available to be used through interlibrary loan?
Some of them.
Some of them, okay.
Interlibrary loan, some of them. Okay. And, but there is no listing for them in Koha.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and I have to, somebody would have to go in and create a listing, and that's, I can do it, but it's time consuming.
Is that because they don't exist in Koha?
Right, or they've been deleted out of other libraries because they're old and a lot of libraries are getting rid of them, but they're just not there. So, but the ones that are there, yes, it can go into interlibrary.
Or could somebody call up and borrow it?
Yeah,
like outside
they can.
Of, okay.
I mean, we'll put it on our Facebook page. We'll put it out there. We'll get some pictures taken.
Yeah, okay.
We'll make it fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's just getting them processed so that we have them all ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to mention the robotics, but we don't have to go over that again. Today, a press release for the book sale was shared with the first initial like 6 white people on our advertising contact list. And Corey and I spoke about EQX and that we both know some people there that might be able to maybe read a book that's related to music and talk about our book sale that's happening. I will just be kind of plugging away at this as much as I can, advertising wise, and making sure that our book sale is up on like any kind of free calendar, just annoying people as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. I did boost it today on Facebook, so that's when the demographics I picked up, 75-mile radius from Pollitt, and it's going to be $50 for the month.
Okay.
Yeah. Which will be on the quicker. a lot of people will see that.
Right. Lucy, sorry.
I just wanted to suggest to Nina that you put Joe Donahue at WMAC. He could do a full program on our book sale. He does all kinds of book reports with their authors all the time. He's very interested in books. So just a thought.
I used to have a contact at Rutland that covered arts and music, but I think Rutland has kind of shifted their focus on paper.
Does Peg TV have any kind of like community page with
calendar
and stuff like that? Because I know Gina does also.
Yeah. Which would we do it like a
Peg TV?
Like a commercial?
No. But Gina has like
calendar up on there. Okay.
Yeah. And then promotions of stuff, local stuff.
What's the one on Green Day?
Anybody have any idea how many years really we have been doing the book sales? And every year it's a little different.
Is it saying 53?
I was told 53 today, but.
Yes, and other places it's 55.
Oh, okay.
We didn't miss a year because of COVID.
Oh.
Yeah.
We
didn't have one.
Yeah.
I was told 53. That's
what
I heard. What's your
I don't have a clue.
What's your
Yeah.
Well, no, why don't we move to over 50 years and then like wait a few
just
years?
Say 50 plus.
Because we're doing the thousands and thousands
plus
of books without an actual number.
Century.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Half a century sounds really nice.
Half a century.
I guess, well, that was the library report, then that kind of goes into the book sale, but are you guys, is that all? And do you have any other,
questions?
No, just public.
I mean, we have started to receive some checks, some donations from the fundraiser.
So. Oh, great.
And I'm going to, Corey asked me the very important question of how are online donations going? And the report that I ran didn't give me any answers. So I'm just going to do some more research on my own and contact their customer service and see how I can just get a good visual from.
Is working?
Yes. I mean, I think so. Have you tried it? No.
I'm going to. But and then I still didn't get an email from you through the email list.
No, I added your email to DonorSnap. It was just your partner, so your husband.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
I got two postcards.
Oh, I thought you sent me one too, though.
No.
No, okay.
You got two postcards? Well, I keep getting two letters, and I've talked about it. So
both
one,
your name?
One is my name, and one is mine and my husband's name.
That's why.
Okay.
Would you prefer you and your husband's or just yours?
Sure. I think both of us.
Yeah, both. Cool.
Thank you.
Okay, so just come back and hold it anyways. Anybody else? Anybody else?
I got, my name was on it. That was good.
That's what we wanted. And did you see I put yours first?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Corey, could I just ask a couple of questions?
Okay.
So the remind us of the date again of the book sale.
Oh, it's the 26th and 27th, the last weekend in July.
Okay. And do you have a estimate of the donations so far?
Could
just to know.
Wait, Linda.
Gordon
guys,
has a question.
Hold on a second.
You guys have any kind of rough estimate of how many books have been donated so far for this year's sale?
Thousands.
How many boxes?
Thousands.
How about your boxes?
Okay.
The boxes?
How many boxes?
The numbers of boxes?
Maybe
400?
400
boxes.
400 boxes.
I have a picture of the boxes.
You know, you can't tell because kids' books, you know, you might get 70 books of kids' books, or 40
kind of
no, I know you guys have been doing this a while, so I thought,
I
just thought I'd ask just to see if you had a rough idea.
And I have a picture of the box, like a lot of the boxes. I could send that to you. I didn't get a picture of the tally, though, that you guys were working on, I don't think.
Just as well.
It's very organized. It's really impressive. All right, so I guess then now that kind of takes us right into book sales too, still. So, Grace.
So, the 4-H volunteers and the sixth graders have been confirmed, so they're coming. I think right now I need volunteers to bring breakfast stuff for, I guess, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is that right for both, all three of those days?
For about how many people, Grace? About 10 people or 20?
I would aim for 20, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I can send an email around, or...
Have you bought any water yet?
Not yet.
I have three leftover, you know those big 24s? I think it's more than 24 ounces. Like
no, 24 bottles?
No, it's it has a spigot.
Yeah. 2.5 gallons.
I have three leftover from our reunion that I'm happy to donate if you guys want that. I mean, you just need cups or your own. A lot of people have their own water bottles anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Nice, that would be great. Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah. I'll drop them off. Can I drop them off here? Where would you like them stored?
Yeah, buy the supplies downstairs.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Thanks, Lynn.
Sure.
I don't know if we should go to Lucy's presentation before and then go more into our talk about like expenses and stuff. So that's on.
Yeah.
Okay, just trying to be mindful of their
Thank
time.
You. Yeah.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. I have a real dog and pony show here, so various different parts. So I thought I'd start with, actually,
It was Janine who started the whole thing. She reached into the barrel where we throw out the books that are not going to sell, that are broken and torn, and she found a book that we had that was illustrated by Arthur Rackham. Now this is my personal book, I'll just pause.
Yeah.
You may recognize those, but these are all, there were 15 illustrations in that book, and I've framed them all.
Joy, was it you who told me that an antique dealer coming to,
will buy them all instantly, and put $50 on them before they sell them. They're very special. He was born in the middle of the 19th century and died in 1935, I think. But he's known for pen and ink design, which are really unusual. And then he was the first person to include color. So he was quite well known. So we have 15 of these. Now, when they appeared, I said, oh, I'd love to frame them, and I have frames. I have a whole bunch of frames, which I use all the time for my own stuff. And so that's where most of these came from. Then I began to run out, so I asked for donations. I asked for donations, and Ruth Lampe went to an estate sale and came back with kits with these metal frames that you just put
all
together.
Mm-hmm.
And can you guess who this is? Who did this one? Norman Rockwell. Usually he has people, but this is one of the few that he doesn't. There the book had 50 of his illustrations.
Wow.
But some of them were so normal, and like the Thanksgiving feast and a lot of other ones, but I don't think anybody would really want to buy them. So I did six or seven of them. Anyhow,
that's wow. And did you say the price for those?
Yes.
Yes, no, we actually weren't kind of shipping, sort of, we just kind of came up with the side hustle. So
sure.
No, we never did this before. We're thinking 20 for the large ones, 10 for the medium, 5 for the little, not too cheap to see what we have. They're so unique and beautiful.
I don't think that's a lot. No, I don't think you're charging enough.
Yeah, they're fun. So a lot of these were from my own childhood books and from the 1940s. So anyway.
Oh wow.
Thank you.
So are these going in the rare books? Or
yes.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it's not going to be
so high that
they're
just going to fluff by.
Yeah,
right.
No, but I
thought
maybe I need
to
do something.
If you go back to the brand store, you don't have
color. Look at the color on that.
Yeah. It's really nicely done. Yeah.
Well, I have a matte cutter which I've had for some time.
Oh, I see.
And now I have a couple of other items where you can secure the painting inside from the back. The paint, I don't know if good enough. A lot of these just do it themselves. And I have, of these, I have three more boxes at home. I couldn't bring them all. Didn't need to bring them all.
So Norman Rockwell, Arthur Rackham,
and any others. I didn't recognize any other particular illustrators.
Okay.
There are a few, but those are the good books, which are going to sell as books. I didn't want to.
Oh, sure. No, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
intentional selling these for me?
We're not sure.
Okay.
We're not sure.
We haven't named the price.
To be determined. Oh. Maybe some research into that. Yeah.
Well, we did some.
Okay.
Okay, but this is free publicity too. So
yes.
If you want to do a range, you could say like a range of Gordon, if he puts in his article.
Well, they had said like five to.
I'll talk to you later and get
the
specific
information.
That's fine.
I think the normal ones wouldn't sell, but I think they would sell.
I do.
Something because, you know, they're older reprints.
No.
I think they're selling.
By the number of frames.
Yes.
So let's take a Norman Rockwell. Everybody knows the one where they're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, so
right.
Something a little different there.
And that's
different, but I don't think you do it regular ones.
But you've still got.
Yeah, this is our first foray, so we didn't want to overload the.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a test balloon. We're trying. We'll see if it's successful.
I mean, we all donated the frames.
And as far as Ruth Lampe's kits go.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are huge,
mm-hmm.
so which wouldn't work for that particular
sure.
size.
Right.
I can search for a few more, but I don't know.
I think maybe let's try what we have. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I do think.
Thank you, Lucy. I really enjoyed myself. Yeah. Okay. If you did send an email around,
yeah.
For
okay,
food?
I'll do that.
For volunteer food, whatever. Yeah.
Or all of it? Or just.
For things that she needs.
Right.
Yeah.
You could film
I like that. Yeah, I'll do that. That's probably the easiest. One thing that I have no idea about is who's going to put up the banners and signs?
I think the signage, the ban. Who will put up the banners and signs? I think you guys had said
this
board
passing that off. Yep.
And I think it used Harley and Catherine used to do it. So.
Okay. Yep. Just. And I don't know the.
I don't really.
Say on the back of them where
oh, they
go.
Do. Okay.
Okay.
I think we talked about this last time. And then the banner goes.
Right.
Yeah.
But do we like want to pick a day to do it, and then just we'll need.
Yeah.
You want like a truck and a person?
A couple people.
I think so. Yeah.
I really can't.
I don't have a.
No, we're not. I'm on a cast.
Yeah.
Okay. And do we need to notify the Hewletts about the sign on the corner there? Or do...
I don't know that we ever did, but
okay.
Since he's got that building there now,
yeah.
Maybe
oh.
Okay.
They're in the office.
I think we should still put it there.
Yeah, I think that's in our thing here. Probably.
Grace, let me know when you get your banner back.
Okay.
And then
we'll figure out a day.
Oh, and I'm doing the sign, the meadowy.
Okay, so he's out of town until the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get it to him hopefully on the 8th or the 9th, and then hopefully it'll only be a day or two because that's.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
I'm gonna hammer.
Or mallet, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think I have.
Oh,
I might have.
I've got everything.
So then it's food and just making sure we have all of the labor at the right times. That still needs to happen.
I think they're all. I mean, there's volunteers from Saint Gobain. The 4-H is coming on Wednesday, and the sixth graders are coming on Sunday. So as far as if we want to like advertise for other people to just show who wanted to help to show up, like if we should do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I think initially you kind of put out the dates for like for to help out, but mm-hmm. we can put that out again.
For yeah, I think that would be
like,
good.
Whatever you advertise it for Valentine's.
Yeah, just like early on.
Right, and then the stuff for the like books orders is still out there.
I can look back and find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that would be great.
And reshare.
So specifically, what do you want for volunteers for Thursday?
I think just moving, right?
Moving Wednesday night.
So Wednesday night and then Sunday afternoon. So Wednesday at like 5.
Wednesday at 5?
Yep. And
Sunday
at 3.
Okay. And then they're going back to Jed's farm,
yep.
right?
You feel you have enough people to set up on Thursday?
It's the St. Gobain people.
We had more than them last year.
Okay, who did you...
So we might just want to... You know, some people just come in from the community, they just feel like sorting books, so
mm-hmm.
I don't think it would hurt to put a notice out there somebody who's interested in sorting books on Thursday, okay. setting up for the sale.
Okay. I'm back for sale. What time?
9
a.m.?
9.
Two, whenever. Yeah.
Celeste takes a few hours.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there. And Celeste is coming as well. She said she wanted to help us. And other people have mentioned.
Yeah. Just kind of
someone reached out to me too. And I have them on the list.
The Akron woman that used to help you over here, I think she's interested. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So. They're out there.
Yeah.
They're just waiting.
It's amazing. People just appear.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. People don't like to commit, but yeah, if they have the time, they'll jump in.
One thing I'm still unclear about is who moves the tables.
We do.
Okay.
Did the custodians move?
Yeah, Jim, the bill.
Normally, but I don't think they did last year.
They did.
So,
well, we can ask them again.
Jim retired?
Jim
retired?
Don't ask the retired guy.
He'd probably do it.
Yeah, maybe
he
might.
I think he was at least there, but Jim could have been retired, so.
So.
They get a strong man in there.
I
think we had at the last meeting that she and Harley moved the tables over.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
let me think. Last year they moved them from downstairs up the stairs. Harley helped along with, I think it was Bill was here.
Yes, I'm sure.
Bill. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they loaded them up in the back of the truck. I think Harley's vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't have a vehicle. I mean, I can help. But I don't.
I could probably do it in.
Okay.
But I mean, it would be lots and lots of trips. I don't know. How many tables are there?
About 30, 35.
Okay.
Yeah.
From
load up.
So what
total
per from here?
From here.
From here.
It's all
here
these white ones.
Day.
It's all the white ones.
It says
no, it
Wednesday.
Has to be, no, moving the tables has to be like Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, okay. It says on this one, Wednesday.
Tuesday would be the best.
Yeah, so the guy can set up at the gym.
Yeah, Tuesday.
He'll have all the tables in there. And then Wednesday afternoon, we get there and finish setting up the tables if they do.
So the just to clarify, the reshare about volunteering would be about moving Wednesday and Sunday?
Yeah.
And okay.
Thursday for unpacking.
What time is that?
Thursday's 9 a.m. starting.
And is there lunch then on Thursday for volunteers? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's then to advertise.
Yeah. Because one of the friends was outside.
Yeah.
We're going to do sandwiches, right? Our own.
Well, the
cuts.
Fixings,
cuts.
Not on, right, yeah. Yep.
So 30. I don't know how many.
I don't know.
I
don't
know.
Oh, we'll have something. We have something. Thank you.
If you're looking for volunteers, is there a place that they could go to volunteer? Is there a point person or someplace?
Grace has been the point person.
And just, they can always call the library. And what we would do is take their information, because we need some people at Meadowy and probably some people at Janet's.
Yeah.
Or, both ends.
Is it better to contact the library than...
Yeah, and then I can have them contact Grace or... Okay. And then Grace can organize the movers. Yeah.
Okay, so a phone call or...
Yes, definitely. Call, okay. Email.
Great.
So I can't remember, was there a spreadsheet with the labor needed, how many people in what location? I feel like I saw one, but I don't have it in here.
We're loading the books and unloading them.
Yeah, the labor needs on each day, where they were, how many people and where.
We never really had a specific number that we needed.
Okay.
Whoever showed up, we made it work with that number of people.
Right. Okay.
Call your friends and family. Get your teenagers over there.
I have one.
They're adult children.
Okay, so we have any more discussion about book sale needs? I have to, for us to talk about the expenses that we...
Right.
Because I think it was done... last year, and I didn't print that out, I'm sorry, how we had broken it down, but the 4-H and the sixth graders and Jim and Bill got money, and I forget if there was anybody else on that. And then...
did we have any sixth graders last year?
We did.
They got paid, so... or it went to the... Maybe it went to the PTO, but...
I think there weren't a ton, but they were definitely there.
It might have been a smaller class, too. It varies quite a bit.
Yeah.
The classes are getting a lot smaller, so...
Was the sixth grade teacher? Is Patty Lee still the sixth grade
teacher? No. Ms. McGrath.
Heather McGrath.
No, it's only one teacher now. It's only one class.
It's Heather McGann.
Oh, McGann. Yeah.
Did you contact her directly? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's not. It's only one class now.
Wow. School's getting smaller.
Yep.
So I think it's just going to... I'll send something around for food.
Okay.
And, and about putting signs up.
Okay. Yeah, so we can work together on that.
So, Corey, you're going to update some of them?
So yes. The other ones. Just the A ones. That's an O to A, yeah. And
so.
Then we...
And then Joni and I are going to do the bake sale.
Oh, okay.
I haven't really done anything on yet, but I have a bunch of information from Molly.
You want us to do a shout out about baked goods as well? So,
oh, yeah.
To bring them in Saturday at between 9 and 10. Well, actually earlier,
when
between 8
earlier.
To 9.
Yeah.
What time do we normally? 8:30.
All right, yes. So, okay. It's okay. Enough. That would be the Saturday of the book sale, 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda?
Lauren, is your friend going to help us with his big, huge truck?
Yeah, he's planning on it.
Well, that, I suppose.
How much do you need to move?
Well, a lot.
Okay. Because I need some, but I don't know.
Not when it's not composted yet.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Nothing.
Grace, do you work? Don't forget about the supplies downstairs for the sale.
Yeah.
All the cashier boxes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, so do you want to coordinate with the Bill and or
yeah,
and
I'll just call the school.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Grace, I'll just touch base with Chris Ross also. What time do I tell him to show up with Jen's if Jen has said stuff out of the way? Piles right now, you wouldn't be able to move there. You'll be able to move it.
What?
Can't hear me. That's in the end of some piles of manure.
Well, hopefully, I mean, we need to move them Wednesday at 5 and Sunday at 3.
So,
what time at your place on Wednesday?
That's what I wrote down, but I wanted to offer my
hand. 5 o'clock.
5 on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, then I'll be there at 4, yeah.
Is there anything else?
Is there anything else?
Okay.
It all comes together.
Yeah.
So we don't have an official expenses to approve, but we will bring up the ones that we have done in the past, right? I don't think there's anything new, really. For the next meeting, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Other than then. All right. I'm sorry. I have a dry throat. Oh gosh. Okay. So discussion, action, donation of paintings for fundraising. So these are the paintings that we were given. I was able to talk with Merrill Bent, our town attorney, and she said that we would need to get a letter of, basically, a letter of ownership, who owns it, and she said that, and then there would be we would be able to, once we know, thank you all.
Thank you.
once that is determined, then that would, either both parties would sign it, or one to allow us to sell these paintings. I mean, sorry. Then the owner would donate the paintings to the library, and that would be the paperwork that we would need. So it would be best if we could be in touch directly with Carlos. And I don't know if anybody here has.
I just talked to Patty.
Okay.
Well, he's on Facebook.
Okay, yeah. I don't think I'm Facebook friends with him.
Are you? Maybe.
Okay.
Corey, can you explain what these paintings are?
Sure, they were donated by a local artist, or they were created by a local artist. They were donated by their partner, and then with the intention that the library sell them as a fundraiser. And then there was an issue of how do we accept the paintings that the artist didn't personally give them to us.
Oh.
So it kind of, we were sort of wondering about the legal issues of that. And especially with regard to us then selling the paintings for a donation. We decided to pursue and ask the town attorney for advice on that. And
should the board consider, since it's a local artist, perhaps keeping one?
I don't know if it was, again, we would have to determine if they were given specifically for fundraising, then we would have to fundraise with them, I guess. But so now we are just kind of chasing that down. So who owns them, and then the donation letter. And she said that would be fairly simple.
Yeah, great.
So needed to be preferably email.
Email. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Are you friends?
I just friend you.
Okay. He's gonna get bombarded with all his library board members. Hi. so that's where we are going forward with that, and that's all that.
Yes,
Linda.
Enough people have Carlos's email. I know he's in communication, like Judy Lake. I know he's in communication with him.
Okay.
Maybe just through one of them find out if he agrees.
Right. Well, we would, and it should be like from between the board and him. So,
yeah.
But we'll be able to find that out. Yeah, it sounds like that.
Simple solution.
Yeah, fairly simple. Yeah.
The partner owns.
Well, that's what we don't know. It's assumed.
I think the partner was probably left with the painting.
Right. Yes.
And then decided, I don't want the paint. I don't want my ex-partner's paintings. I'm just selling.
We don't.
It's going through divorce, and he's in Chile. And he's here.
But so then you need a letter in writing.
Yeah.
And she commended us on pursuing the legal advice. So. Yes. Okay. There we are on that update.
Great.
So do we need, I guess we will just reach out for that? I don't know.
Do you want to do that?
I don't know. I mean, Sue's
funding
them.
Sure, you can at some point just tell me what you want me to say, and I'll text him.
Okay.
Or email.
I don't have his email.
No, you can get it. You can get it. Either you can get it from Judy, if Judy has it. That's what Linda's saying, that Judy communicates with
her. Judy has it.
If you're able to access
so it. So does Tana Williams?
They're probably on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Yeah.
If they have an email, if you could just... Do we want to give Sue the language for her to email him?
Yes, and I think I left that at home.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
So
I can
let me know.
Yes.
Can we make a motion?
Yes.
So I'm gonna make a motion to ask that Sue contact Carlos in regards to the ownership of his intentions of the painting, using the language given to us by our counsel. Corey will supply to you.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Stop.
Did you second it?
Sure.
Really fast. Like
it was like an echo.
Okay, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you, Sue. Okay, there we are on that. Now we are on to this hiring process and timeline. So Nina and I had a few different campaigns going on at the same time, and the ad for the director position didn't get out to the publicity, right? Remember we had three different, we had the director position, the fundraising appeal, and the book sale publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the director ad didn't get circulated out to those.
Right, yeah, nothing about like director as well.
Right, there was some confusion on that. So, so that has not been done. So, and
does
I apologize.
Was that something that I was?
Yeah, we were talked in early in June. We had a meeting and we were talking. Remember, there was just a lot of back and forth about the different people to notify for different reasons, and that one got off the list.
Okay.
And it was today.
I mean, the last meeting I was at, the language for the letter was being defined, and I think it was kind of, that's the last I heard of it. But I wasn't given like a thing
right.
to put out into the world.
Right. And then.
If I get that, I will.
Right. And I have been reaching out to Meryl, and she just got back to me Friday about it. Just the idea of being able to approve our paperwork, all of the things that our ad, our the job description, and any of the hiring, the handbook stuff. So that we just heard, I just heard back from her on Friday that she was happy to do it, and that will, she would do that after we get that paper to her.
So wait,
we need to advertise before that's done, or are we waiting for that now?
I guess it's kind of all goes together. It's when I was looking at this paperwork for the handbook,
yeah.
I just felt like we shouldn't approach this writing. Without her input, or I don't know. We had talked about doing it in while this was in process, but I'm not sure.
Advertising.
And yeah, and taking advertising and taking resumes and starting our search.
So
right, I thought we were doing that.
Yes, right. Sorry.
Start
okay.
What are we doing? What should we be doing?
We are talking about the ad for the position.
Right.
That and then going out.
So what are you recommending that we do?
Well,
so that was a little bit confusing about procedurally. I mean, what are we doing? So we're waiting to hear back from Meryl before we go forward, and then we'll present, or you'll present something to Nina to put out?
I'm sorry. No, we had said that we would put the ad out.
Right. That's what I thought.
Out.
Right.
Yeah.
That got miscommunicated or not communicated that how the ad, where the ad would go. So we're going to advertise with the Vermont Department of Libraries and Front Porch Forum and the those
yes,
places.
We discussed that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying that hasn't happened.
Okay, so that can happen before you get confirmation from Mary?
I think so, yes. We as a board had said that we would.
Okay. So I think
we're
all set there,
about
right?
That.
Okay.
I'm just saying, to add on to it, I hadn't even heard back from her until Friday, so it was not, there was a lot of uncertainty on my end.
So now to be clear,
I would get that, and then I would send it to
your places that you send to. So we had talked about doing free first, and then possibly paying for an ad. But we were thinking that the places that have librarians would be the best places for advertising for a librarian.
Like
the listserv and we mentioned colleges.
On our website?
Yes, we should.
What was that last one, would you say?
Some people had said like colleges that offer the library science.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a deadline for the application?
That's what I was wondering about.
So we had talked about that. So now should we bump that out a little?
Yeah, we did. We had
The application's received before 7:31:25.
Right.
Okay, so you
want your
8:38
library sign. 15?
8:15, sure.
Our next meeting is 8:12.
Okay.
Right? Yes. I had worked back from there.
Castleton.
Your next meeting is
like
Jesus,
I'm sure.
Yes.
CCD. So do you want to have a deadline?
The 15th.
Are you for that?
Well, we would do it before the meeting, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay, so.
Like 8:10?
Yeah. Where's.
So you'll have.
That's a set.
So Saturday's
set.
The 9th.
Sorry, yes? Yeah.
So then if you have the 8:15, then you're losing another month.
So maybe
right.
The
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Or because it's.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to discuss it.
Is that enough? Yeah. Is that enough?
Sure. It gives us a day.
Uh-huh.
But probably people are going to be sending their
that's the last
and,
thing that comes
right,
out.
That's
yeah.
true. So I was going to ask, is it normal to get them all at the, as they come in and look at them as, or do does
so.
Grace hold them and give them to us all at once? I don't know that process, like how that would work.
I mean, I'm, I would think that it'd be good to get them as, look at them as they come in. So, I mean, probably not going to be inundated, but.
Right.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Okay. Yeah, then that makes sense.
I mean, or like, maybe I'll say like, these ones came in this week or something.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Not
yeah.
necessarily immediately, but.
yeah.
But not the day before.
And so then we would, we had talked about coming up with our own, sorry.
It's August 11th.
I think
yes.
we're changing it to that. What was I? Oh, so we had talked about each coming up with things that were important to us to evaluate these resumes and applications on, like experience being one, or friendliness, or those kinds of. Those qualities that we talked about a lot in our job description,
mm-hmm.
and we're kind of going around and around with.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody have, well, I guess what you could do is send them to me and I can put them on I'll do the matrix thing.
Okay.
And
so
then, yeah.
Joni had the advertisement from last year that she read to us last month.
Right. And we changed that.
We changed
it. And then Grace put that out with the minutes
okay, right.
from that. And so,
yeah,
so now we would just need to change the date of the, yes.
So, okay. So you don't, so Nina doesn't have that already for that meeting?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
I think in the minutes too, it should say the places we talked about posting.
It does, yes, it does. So I can forward that to Nina, or you can send
it
somewhere with us.
In the minutes, but it has the front porch forum, the Vermont Library Association job board, the Vermont Department of Libraries that serve, the library website, and library and town e-news from Deb.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's on there, so I can. See
it's
that.
On here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then
I think Joni sent another.
Other,
that was,
that?
I mean,
when
that comes through our thing.
City.
Yeah, that's the Vermont Department of
yeah,
Libraries.
Okay, I didn't read it closely. I just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Places that have library sciences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the hiring committee did that. That letter, or that we were looking for the hiring committee, did that go out to Nina? Okay. I think I sent it to you, but oh, it was a while ago. Okay. So we had a blurb asking for members of the public
right.
to put things in. I don't.
I'm not.
Oh,
I don't.
Oh.
I didn't do anything about that.
Oh, okay. I thought I was supposed to send it to you and you were going to disperse it, but I, okay.
Okay.
I didn't hear back, so maybe something happened or in that email. So we can do that at the same time, that hiring committee blurb. And that, again, we said the hiring committee would be brought in not at the very beginning and
right.
as a review or
once there's a short list, yeah.
Yeah, so that is, the timeline on that is not changed.
I'm going to give both of these to you, Nina. It's like the minutes and also a copy of the letter from Joni, right?
Oh, just, is that from?
Well, this was an addendum to the.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's,
isn't it?
Okay.
I don't know what you're looking at. Sorry.
No, I'm
staring at you, but
I think it was with the minutes, not an addendum.
It was,
yeah. Okay.
The minutes.
Yeah.
So it was separate.
Yes.
The only thing's changed is the date here.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what's going to get changed.
I can email that to you in Word if that's helpful.
Great, thanks. Would you prefer that rather than the hard copy? Or do you want both?
I mean, I like both.
Okay.
I like a hard copy.
Okay, so is there more on the process? Does anybody have on that?
The part about the public being involved, where is that?
I had, there was just a little blurb. I can read it out, I think.
Should I change the dated, like when I do put this out, or is that just, do I need to? Like,
yeah.
To a current date?
Oh, I think she dated it as sending it part of
the
minutes.
Yeah, I don't think that needs to be. I don't think that needs to be sent out. It was just so that we know when.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have documents that we have no idea when it was written and which one is the most recent. So I'm trying to date
everything.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So the blurb for the hiring committee is the Paulette Public Library Board of Trustees is seeking members of the public to form a part of our hiring committee, serving in an advisory capacity. Interested parties, please contact Grace Larson, glarson.paulettepl@gmail.com, and it says by August 1st. But, so that was the...
It could be August 15th.
Sure. Okay.
It could be on that.
Okay, so... Does that just go to Nina then to put out rather than you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Change the date, August 5th.
No,
sorry, that's a different one.
This is for the community, this is for our committee. That is for the job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why this can be later.
This was changed to August 11th.
Okay.
The director.
And sorry, Gordon, yes.
So, have you determined who's among the board is going to be on the hiring committee, or are all of you?
We're all on the board, on the committee, yes. And two members of the public. So this, did we say August 11th for this? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I sent that to you, Nina. So that goes to, the hiring committee would go to, our local places, the email, the town hall, and to any your email list, as well as the Facebook page.
Front porch forum.
Front porch forum.
And maybe the.
Yes.
You said that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could go to Sean Rock, because we have a newsletter before then. Okay. Any other talk on that? Yeah. Okay. We're down to the report to the select board. That reminds me, Adele, when we were talking today about the basement needing possibly.
Yes.
Did you want me to take anything to the select board, or is that just we're going to try out?
Let me bring my air purifier
okay.
and we'll
Okay.
Let it run for a month or so and see if there's any changes.
Lisa May had said that she wanted, like, it smelled a little musty down in the basement, which has been some kind of a complaint over the time.
Yeah.
So they were talking about either a dehumidifier or an air purifier. And she has an extra air purifier to see if that helps first. Because then we were talking about a dehumidifier, having to maintain it and empty it and all of that, so.
Unless, is it a drain down there at all? Because you can have
I don't think it's really damp. I just think it's the air just smells very stale.
Oh, because there's no, you can't.
There's
no
air circulation down there.
Okay.
So that maybe an air purifier would help.
Joanne? My suggestion is a product called Damp Rid.
Yeah.
As you can get at like Home Depot. Online or whatever, and you can get these big buckets, and all you have to do is take the cover off, and when it fills up, you throw it out. And I have used it, and it's worked.
Okay.
And it's simple.
You have to keep buying new buckets, don't you?
Not for a long time.
Not for a long time, though.
Like, you empty the water out and you keep using it.
No, you don't empty the water out. It just whatever's in it absorbs.
Yeah.
So when it gets filled up, you toss it, and open it. And then
it's
kind of expensive.
I like the idea of a real dehumidifier, because it's not so wasteful. You know,
it won't go
garbage.
It'll be there a long time before it's garbage.
Yeah.
I've used it before.
Okay, anyway, so we are going to try that first. But do we have anything to report to the select board?
I guess you could update them on our progress with the hiring advertisement.
Sure. Hiring. They came to look about the painting. I did talk to them last time to see, and Tom looked, and there were some windows that needed to be replaced and such. So he, I believe, will be talking at the meeting about that. So I can get that back.
He's looking for suggestions on who to hire for the different things that need to be done also.
Okay.
So you can email him if you know somebody that would be good for the list of things, the list of repairs.
Okay. The Bix, or the book sale. Should I report about our budget? I think that's report worthy.
Sure.
Anything else? Okay. Okay. Reflection on operating hours. Can go over this. Did we focus on agenda topics? Yes. Be open-minded. Yes. Respect each other. Very respectful meeting. Value different viewpoints. I think we're all in alignment this time. Be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan. Yes. Make decisions based on data and facts. Thanks. Yes. Listen to each other. Yes. Be reflective. We're reflecting right now. And run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. And I believe we are good on all of those. Does anybody have any thoughts on the operating norms and how we did? It's kind of a
headline for
Gordon. I know, it was a calm this meeting ever.
Nobody ever really talks about the strategic plan.
I know, I thought about that this time. Sorry, I did. I thought, you know what, we need to bring that strategic plan into the conversation, but after maybe September, October, I don't know. Yes.
It would be nice to have a director do it.
Yeah, that would be good. Okay, do we have public comments?
Nicely run meeting. Very well organized.
Thank you.
Nice to see you in the audience again.
A lot of work. Yes, it is nice to have you back in the public. Okay, our next meeting, August 12th, at 6 p.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Or do I keep going? All everyone in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, we are adjourned. 7:38.